In a move that wasn't a surprise to anyone, Premier Doug Ford confirmed today that he asked Ontario Lieutenant Gov. Edith Dumont to dissolve the legislature. Election day is Feb. 27. This officially launches the campaign period 16 months earlier than required, during which voters will decide who will form Ontario's next government. This election will be a very important event for Ontario's more than 15 million residents, which will tackle issues that everyone in the province will experience in the coming years. Ford is vying for another mandate, challenging NDP leaders Marit Stiles, New Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie and Green Party leader Mike Schreiner. Ford's election call comes after winning a decisive majority in 2022. The province faces a tumultuous time for Ontario, with President Donald Trump's tariff threats and domestic challenges such as healthcare, housing, and the rising cost of living. The Progressive Conservatives had 79 seats at dissolution, while the NDP, the official opposition, had 28, while the Liberals had 9 MPPs. The Greens had 2 members and there were 6 independents. This will be a battle for the next 4 years, and I want to make sure I have a strong mandate to outlast President Trump, Ford said during a press conference on Tuesday. Opposition leaders seized the moment to criticize Ford's leadership. Bring it on, Stiles posted on Threads after the call. In the coming weeks, we have the power to make a change in Ontario. She focused on the scandals that plagued Ford, such as the Green Belt. Doug Ford's Ontario has failed you, Crombie said in a Threads message. He's wasting $175 million on an early election instead of using it to fix our broken healthcare system and make your life affordable. For battleground cities like Toronto, Ottawa, and Hamilton, historically close races are expected to play a crucial role in determining the election outcome. A 338 Canada survey updated on January 27 showed the Conservatives at 42 with a plus or minus 4% margin of error, the Liberals at 26% with a 4% margin of error and the NDP at 21% with a 3% margin of error. The Greens were at 7% with an error margin of 2%.